Carthage was founded most famously by a woman whose name we use as Dido. And she, in legend, was a princess from the city of Tyre, which is in Lebanon today. And Tyre was a city in the region that we call Phoenicia, and I'm using quotation marks because it is a contested idea of whether there actually was ever a Phoenicia, but certainly what this group of cities from the coast of the Levant in modern Lebanon mostly were related to a linguistic group. They all spoke a common language, and that language is what we call Phoenician. So we know that Carthage was founded by this woman, and that she was from the city of Tyre, which is a long, old, ancient city on the coast of the Mediterranean in the east, and that they came to Carthage after a dispute in the city of Tyre over her brother killed Dido's husband, supposedly, and then she left with probably a group of the elites with some of the artifacts from the great temple at Melkart in Tyre and sailed off and went west to Carthage. And this is all part of a bigger movement of people around the Mediterranean at the time. That's in the 9th century BC. And traditionally, ancient sources have always told us that Carthage was founded, the date I think was 814 BCE. And recent archaeology has proven that is true, that Carthage, our earliest remains at the site of Carthage, date from the late 9th century. So it's interesting that the ancient sources in that respect got that right. Sometimes we actually have to believe them.